Let me introduce myself. I'm Dr. Alexander Yuen. I'm a practicing naturopathic physician from Hong Kong. Over the last 20-some years, I have been basically attending many conferences like this. I'm probably on your side of the table because I'm always trying to look for effective tools to help people. I don't know if we are aware, you know, it's really a challenge nowadays to try to help people and really restore people's health. I'm talking about really restoring people's health, not just trying to deal with the symptoms. About last year, I guess I find something that I really would like to share with you, or probably share with the rest of the world. Two very powerful products that I hope will one day revolutionize healthcare. But the health is on the way. I'm going to talk about another health product. This is we call it the Space Healer. Why is it called a Space Healer? It was actually developed by the Russian space industry. About 20 years ago, the Russians had to figure out ways of treating cosmonauts, you know, in space. Unlike the American astronauts, they have the shuttle facilities. So if the astronauts should become sick, they can be shuttled back to Earth for treatment. But the Russian cosmonauts do not have that facility. So they have to figure out a way of treating them should they become sick in space. But there's always a consideration of space and weight and what kind of medicine you need to bring, you know, up there. So they figure if they can find a physical way of treating all diseases, remember, all diseases, not just pain, right, that would be ideal. So I think they said they borrowed this idea of a special kind of acupressure technique whereby the practitioner actually uses the body's feedback, you know, to determine how much pressure to use. So it's a constant feedback, you know, process, you know, during the treatment. And they borrow this idea, you know, to apply to this space healer development. We know in neurophysiology, our body is basically controlled by the nervous system. That's why embryonically, the nervous system is the first system to develop. And then the nervous system controls everything else, the heartbeats, you know, the digestion, the sexual function, the urinary condition, and hormones, sweating, you know, everything is under the nervous system control. Our body's nervous fibers is basically of three types. The type 8 nerve fiber is sensory fiber. You know, they're high speed, you know, they're thicker. And then that make up about 10%. And then the type B fiber is for motor control. Then the rest of the type C fiber are finer in shape, they're slower in speed, but then they control everything else. And that make up 80% of our nervous system is the so-called the autonomic nervous system. In a healthy body, our nervous system will send out signals to the organ. And then at the nerve ending, different kind of neuropeptides will be produced. If this neuropeptide, that will govern the action, the activity of the organ. And that's what a healthy body does. So a healthy body has a dynamic adaptation because the body will receive stresses, stimuli from the external environment, and then the body needs to react appropriately. And what governs the reaction, what controls the reaction is our nervous system. So our nervous system in a healthy state will be able to send out, you know, different signals dynamically that allows the body to adapt to changes. That's health. But when the time comes, for whatever reason, the nervous system becomes kind of stuck, fixed. That in other words, instead of reacting dynamically to different stressors, the nervous system is only able to bring out same signal. In other words, it goes into a loop, or it gets stuck, or if there's a blockage. In that situation, a disease develops because the body can no longer adapt to changes. Okay. So health, from a neurophysiological definition, well, health is a dynamic state of neuroadaptation, and disease is a fixation or blockage of the nervous system. On that basis, the Russians have conceived this idea that if they can develop a signal, an electrical stimulator, they call it a neuroadaptive electrostimulator, but that what it basically does is to, through the skin contact, send out electrical signal to break that fixation. Right, to remove the nerve blockage, that will restore the body's nervous system back to its adaptive mode. It's just like car being stalled. So what do you do? You know, you can give the car a jump start or give it a push. All right, but once you get the car in motion, the car will continue. So basically what this space healer or the new adaptive electrostimulator does is that it will actually communicate with the nervous system, restore the nervous system back to its dynamic adaptive mode so that the body will start healing itself. That was 20 years ago. By 1992, they succeeded. And they started with about 10 doctors starting using this space healer. Nowadays, there are over 5,000 doctors using it. So still mostly in Russia. But now it's coming out to the United States and to the West now. From our experience, the space healer is the most effective pain relieving device that we've ever seen. In our past 2-3 months, we have been going to shows all over the world, and invariably when we demonstrate on different people, we have close to 100% result after the first treatment. We were in Los Angeles during that 3 days there in the Cancer Control Society 3-day conference. We have demonstrated this space healer on about 100 people. They come in with all kinds of health problems. So a lady came in with severe toothache, another a woman with cancer, breast cancer. She also have an inflammation of the kidney, giving her pain in the ureter area and bladder area. And we have a lady who just injured herself by hitting her foot on a metal pipe, and it's all swollen up, and that happened 2 days ago. And of course, different kind of people with backache, joint pain, arthritic pain, and shoulder neck pain. We have 100% result. If not for one guy, we could not help. That particular person has a staphylococcus infection of the bone. That actually, the bacteria went all the way to the spine, and he was on heavy dose of morphine. He's the only person we could not effect an immediate relief. Besides this one particular person, we have close to 100% result. And we know we'll repeat this success rate in the next 2 days, in our booth 203. Now, we know just dealing with the pain alone, pain is a big problem. There are Americans today now spend over $100 billion annually on pain relief products and services. And of course, because of the pain, a lot of people, suffer work productivity loss. And they again involve billions and billions of dollars. At the moment, we really don't have a very effective, good way of dealing with the pain. Most of the time, we're just using very toxic chemical just to numb the body. As a result, a lot of people suffer from a side effect of this pain medication. And one of the common things that we take is aspirin. But aspirin kills 20,000 people every year in the United States alone. Okay, just in this area of pain. The space healer will be a tremendous, benefit to everyone. But the space healer is not just a pain relieving device. Although we kind of emphasize the pain because we can demonstrate it within a few minutes, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. We can convince people that it works. But actually, how does the space healer relieve the pain? It relieves the pain by regulating the nervous system and actually treat the underlying problem. So eventually, people with health problems, recover from it. To what extent? The Russians have done thousands and thousands of cases. Now, this is the case study they have done with the traumatic situation of musculoskeletal problem, arthritis, spinal problem, nerve problem, myositis, soft tissue problem, or a kind of pain of unknown origin. And then there, out of 7,322 cases, 6,353 recover, cure. All right. And other areas, such as the circulatory problem, essential hypertension, angina, acute myocardial infarction, sudden cardiac arrest, acute heart failure, ischemic heart diseases, and then cardialgia and hemorrhoid, blood vessel problem. Out of 1,927, 1,586 complete cure. For otitis, hearing loss, abnormal auditory perception, out of 345 cases, 310 complete cure. Urinary tract problem and the male sexual organ, urinary calculi, cystitis, urethritis, prostate problem, enlarged prostate, male infertility and impotence. Out of 1,873 cases, 1,722 complete cure. You can see that this result is almost on, you know, generally applied to all kind of health problems. Mastitis, acute mastitis, ovarian cysts, self-angiitis, endometriosis, fibroma, erosion of the cervix, dysmenorrhea, female infertility, fragility, 1,712 cases, 1,438 complete cure. And this here is the ear, nose, throat problem, acute nasal pharyngitis or common cold, influenza, tonsillitis, sinusitis, asthma, pneumonia, pleurisy, etc. 2,908 cases, 2,729 complete cure. And then just to give you a summary of the clinical experiences, they have their complete cure is 88.5%, and then significant improvement is 6.2%, moderate improvement is 6.3%, and then slight improvement is 1.1%. Only 1.9% have no change. Now, I still find this hard to believe in my experience, although, you know, among the area that we have experience with, because I, you know, this is gathered over 10 years among, you know, thousands of doctors. But among the area that I have used, you know, I think what they claim is pretty true. All right? For example, in gum problem, periodontal problem, you know, people with abscess, you know, bleeding gum, so far I have no failure. I have no failure, zero failure. With any kind of joint pain, you know, a muscle ache, you will have close to 98% result. And we can easily demonstrate it. I was in LA, and there was a lot of people come, you know, show great interest, and including a guy who to do a TV production. And he said, you know, how can we do some clinical studies? I said, you don't need to do any more clinical studies. You do not need any statistical studies. If something works almost 100% of the time, you do not need a statistic to tell you, to convince you it works. Anybody can count. You know, if 100 people come to us, you know, 98 people just get, you know, instant relief. You know, do you need further proof? I said, the best way is that you just take me to LA on the street, and I'll grab anybody on the street, and you can do it live, and we'll give the treatment, and you count the result. You will see close to 100% result. But then he said, well, we'll be in trouble. Yes, because when people know about, you know, something works that well, there will be trouble. You know, we know the reason why. But we'll see. You know, we'll see what kind of, you know, the obstacle we have to overcome. It's very simple to use. It's a very user-friendly device. We have developed it in a very small unit, about three ounces, handheld pocket size. I carry that with me all the time. Our slogan will be, don't go anywhere without it. Not just don't leave hope without it, but no, don't go anywhere without it. A unit like this is very, very small. So wherever it hurts, you just put there. If you have a headache, you know, you just put over the head area. If you have stomach problem, you know, you have gastritis, you know, just put over the stomach area. I had a reporter come to my office, interview me about, you know, about this particular device. Invariably, I always demonstrate on the reporter as well as the photographer. At that time, you know, this reporter, and from his body language, I know he wasn't paying attention. You know, it turned out that he has gastric problem. He was in discomfort. So I work on him right away. Both, you know, I just rub the device and push it over the abdominal area, upper part of the abdomen, and also work over the spinal corresponding area. And instantly, immediately after the treatment, he felt so much better. A week or so later, he came to show me, you know, the article, and then I kind of follow up on his condition. I said, well, you know, what happened? He said, by the second day, he was much better. By the third day, gone. The whole thing was gone. But I said, why didn't you write it up, you know, in the article? You just came to interview me, you know, impromptu, I just work on you. He said, he wrote it up, but the editor edited away. I said, why? Why, you know, why did he do that? I mean, it wasn't a stage performance, you know. I mean, I just kind of randomly, you know, treat you. And he said, well, the editor said, well, you know, I could have recovered on this, you know, spontaneously after 2-3 days. But then he told the editor that he was in pain for 15 days. And he was, anytime he was about to check himself into emergency, and one treatment, and totally gone. Prior to that, a month before that, another newspaper, Singto Morning Post, Singto Yapo, and the reporter came and then treated, you know, there was a photographer there, and then he has a toothache. So I kind of put the device right over the face area and gave him a couple of minutes, right? And then, of course, right away he felt the relief. I met him again in another health show, and he was there, you know, doing his reporting work. And I followed up, I said, what happened? He said, after the treatment, he was able to go out and have lunch. And then for after a while, it's totally gone. One treatment. So, of course, for epileptic injury, you know, I don't think anything can be more effective than this. Instant result. Just right after the treatment. I put this up because I had personal experience. Recently, I bought a mountain bike. I haven't ridden it for more than 3-4 kilometers each time. But I joined a cycling tour to China. It's a 100-kilometer tour. I said, well, in Hong Kong, it's such a small, hilly place, and you're not going to be able to ride that kind of bike properly. It's not safe, you know, there's heavy traffic, just like New York City. It's worse than New York City. So I joined the tour, and it turned out that day was rainy and cold. But I kind of stuck to my gun, and then I just rode through it. Half day, and halfway down, about 50 kilometers, 4 hours later, I developed severe pain right in those areas. It's a ligament in the upper part of the leg. And I can still have, breath, and my muscles still can work, but the ligament pain is so severe, I cannot even move any further. I had my prototype at that time. I didn't have a proper unit developed. I just put it on my leg area, and then applied it for about a few minutes, and the pain was instantly reduced by 50%. And I managed to complete the whole 100 kilometers in the middle of rain and storm in a heavy mountain bike, not even a proper bicycle. My younger brother was with me. When he was in university, he spent 4 or 5 hours every day practicing Taekwondo. He could do push-up with 2 fingers, 4 fingers, like that. So he was in very good condition. And even in that particular situation, he developed severe pain that he gave up halfway. Of course, he did not try my space healer at that time. Back pain, all right? The powerful thing about this space healer is that it's not only just relieve the pain. With regular use, you actually cure the underlying condition. Your back becomes stronger. You no longer suffer from recurrent weakness. I have spinal bifida, or Kauter, although I'm a chiropractor too. But people with spinal bifida or Kauter, generally they're supposed to have a weakness in the back. So I remember that if I go on shows like this, it will take me, every 3-4 hours, I will try to find an excuse to find, some place to sit. I incurred this back pain one time. I went on doing this farming, this weekend farmer. And as a result, I was in severe pain. I could not move. And I had to use it aggressively on myself. After a number of treatments, I find out I can now go on these shows and be on the floor for the whole day. As a matter of fact, in L.A., we were on the floor from 9:30 to 8 o'clock. We didn't even have time to drink anything. The last day, I didn't have time to take a sip of water. First day, we eat a little bit of lunch. Second day, I eat a little bit of salad. And the third day, I didn't have time to take a sip of water. And we were on the floor all day long without any pain. This is what we have, the space healer and the agaricus glacial mushroom. I said that it's too good to be true. There's something that can be a cure-all. But when you really look at it, if anything is going to work, that thing must work, as a whole, right? If you use classical homeopathy, the result is generally, all the way through. One remedy, all the way through. So because we are dealing with the same body, the body governs everything else, why shouldn't something that's effective also a cure-all? And I think the only way anything is going to be effective, they must be effective in every way. And both the space healer as a new adaptive regulator and the fine agaricus mushroom, from my past experience, in 1 year, I have been infected for 20 years now. And I've been searching all over the world, spending no less than a quarter Canadian dollars playing with different gadgets from Germany and everything else. And so far, these two, to me, are the most effective tool I've ever seen. And I hope, this tool will bring about a real health revolution, because it's very user-friendly, and then, it can apply, for any kind of health problem. Thank you for your patient attendance. Thank you.